Welcome to Transformation Moments. I'm your host, Anne Mariah, transformation strategist and coach. Over the years, I have had conversations with high-achieving professionals. From the outside, they seem to have it all: impressive titles, financial stability, the kind of success that society applauds. But as we talk, it becomes clear that many of them feel exhausted, unfulfilled, and are quietly asking whether they're tolerating their life rather than enjoying it. Have you ever reached a milestone you thought would feel like success, only to find yourself wondering what's next? A bit like climbing a ladder excitedly, and when you get to the top, there's nothing there. I've been there too. I mean, for years, I believed success meant keeping all the roles and responsibilities running smoothly. That might look like family, business, career. And while I was achieving all this, inside there was this nagging sense that something was missing. And I began to ask myself the question, what if success isn't about the titles we hold, the money we earn? What if it's about something deeper, something more whole? And you know, there's always something, there's this thing on the inside that sort of keeps saying there's more, there's more. Well, this is what I've discovered. Real success is holistic. It's about being healthy in your body and mind. It's about nurturing relationships that bring joy and meaning. It's about doing purposeful work that lights you up. And yes, it's also about financial freedom, but not as the only measure, just one part of the whole. When these four come together, health, relationships, purposeful work, and financial freedom, we don't just survive, we actually flourish. Success stops being about chasing status and starts being about alignment with who we are and the impact we want to make. So how do we make this real? It starts with reconnecting with who you have become. We are the sum of our experiences and the wisdom that we've gathered along the way. That means pausing to take stock of our relationships and choosing to make them meaningful. Checking on where we are in terms of our health. Reflecting on the work that we are doing. Even as we look to our finances to figure out if we actually are experiencing freedom. It's amazing how many people have shared with me that they feel they no longer have anything in common with relationships that they have held over the years, yet continue to engage with them. Others complain of needing a break from work, but won't take it because they're needed at work. For some, work is a place they dread going because of the toxic environment that causes them to fearfully cower and keep a low profile so that they are not noticed. What a life. What if there's new relationships ready to emerge, but you have not made time for them because of your loyalty to relationships that no longer work? What if looking after your health is what you need to make better decisions for your life and work? What if you recognized the solutions you were carrying on the inside when refined and released to a world that needs them will make a difference instead of tolerating and getting crushed by a workplace that doesn't value what you carry? You're probably enjoying a great salary, but what have you sacrificed in the process? Here's a challenge for you. Take a moment and write down your personal definition of success. Not society's definition, not what others expect, but yours. What would it look like for you to thrive in your health? And when we talk about health, we're looking at your spiritual health, your emotional health, your mental health, your physical health. What would it look like to thrive in your relationships? Could be personal relationships, could be professional relationships. What does it look like for you to thrive at your work and in the place of financial freedom? Because here's the thing. The moment you redefine success on your own terms, you actually open the door to a life that's not only successful, but fulfilling. You know what? You have agency. You have the ability to make choices that will serve you. So I invite you that as you reflect on what your definition of success is, write it down, because that clarity is what will begin to lead you down the path of confidence to make decisions that will serve you and give you courage to pursue. So thank you for joining me on Transformation Moments. If this spoke to you, let us know in the comments. Subscribe and share it with someone who might need the encouragement. Have a great week and know that transformation matters because you matter.